World Meteorological Day today, I have just learned in the forecast before 8 o'clock. And whatever about whether it does or it doesn't snow, hasn't the rain just been desperate? Some weather stations have by now measured the rainfall since last August as the wettest 8 months since Irish meteorological records began. The wettest 8 months since records began. The water table is right below and in many cases above the surface of the ground. This has, as you would imagine, been incredibly disruptive of all kinds of farming. Grazing and sowing in particular, obviously. And anyone who was hoping that this week would see a break in that weather was to be sorely disappointed.
The showers will mainly affect the north and west at first, but will quickly become widespread.
Later in the day, showers may turn wintry on high ground.
Some of those showers will be heavy and there's a chance of hail.
Some of the showers will be heavy with hail and a slight chance of thunder.
And some of those will turn heavy with the chance of an isolated thunderstorm.
So this lower field down here, in an extremely wet time, you might have a small area of it, that would be just wet. Whereas now there's water sitting on a couple of acres of it.
Nothing's grown there.
The crop is gone, it's been under.
Mervyn Heatley is a North Wicklow tillage farmer. He drove me around acres of land to all intents and purposes underwater.
This is quite a gently sloping field. You would think that all things being equal, it should drain quite well.
You would, and it always has done up until now. But these are new springs coming out of the ground. The water table is just so high that it's just coming up out of the ground everywhere.
He hasn't been able to sow anything yet on 50 acres of his own farm, and the neighbour who he contracts for has got no seed in the ground across the entire farm. He and his father are farming here long enough to know that this is more than a run of a few bad years.
How has the weather changed?
Wetter. In a nutshell, wetter. Summertime is wetter. Parts of it may be drier, but then you get this deluge of heavy rain, whereas before we might have got, a few showers, whereas now it's heavy rain. I mean, if you're combining 5 years ago and you would have got a shower of rain, or even 10 years ago, a shower of rain, and maybe, 2 hours later you were up and running again. But now with the deluge of rain you get, that's it, you're going home. You won't get going again that day, or maybe not the next day.
I've heard some people using the term whiplash weather, that you're being shunted from one extreme to another, deluge to drought. Does it feel like that sometimes?
Maybe so. I mean, what's more apparent is the time frame, the window of opportunity to get things done is being squeezed and squeezed, narrower and narrower. Whereas if you, a couple of years ago, you might have had, 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks to get this baling done or whatever it was. Now you have 3 or 4 days before the next deluge rain, and you just can't cover the ground. You can't get things done.
Oh, it's going to take my boot.
And have you many little pockets like this appearing around the farm, Donal?
Just on the lower lying ground, just where there'll be a hollow in the field, you might get a bit of that.
In South Kildare, dairy farmer Donal Kavanagh is looking at parts of his farm that are now effectively off limits.
And you can see the cows there in the bank, but they can't come down here until we get that dry weather.
Okay, so how many acres is that?
So you're talking about 25, 30 acres here. That, I will have to work around it.
Donal should have been putting his cows out to grass 50 days ago, but they've only been out a total of 20 days on and off.
We put them across the road here about 9 o'clock this morning.
So, and they won't go back out after second milking, will they?
No, not tonight. When I got up this morning, it was pouring rain. Now, I checked my phone last night, there was no sign of rain at all. So, it's just, there's nothing settled. And 2 weeks have gone. There was one stage there, it was a full 2 weeks. We couldn't put them out at all because there was no point. One day was worse than the next.
do you get a sort of a mounting sense of anxiety? Oh God, here we are, another day in.
No, I just on the day you just look out. You might have a look at the field. You'd make you look at your phone. You make your best decision. Some days it works out. Some days it doesn't. Some days, come 12 o'clock, you might have to just head for home if the downpour started. Other days you mightn't have been so sure, and it could work out a great day. And that's just every day you just take your decision on the day. You can't say
you
we'll
can't
have
take anything for granted.
No, absolutely can't. Not for no.
So there's no planning.
No planning whatsoever. No.
Are you behind on all of the other jobs?
Everything is behind. Yeah, slurry spread and fertiliser.
And the financial costs of the spring calendar being turned upside down in this way are huge.
It's all cost. You know, it's probably, I think, a figure of maybe €1.50 per head per day of an extra cost because they can't go out. And if you work it back then on 100 cows, you're talking about maybe €1,800 by the end of the week, in 1 week alone. And if you double that to 200 cows, it just goes on, multiplies. So that's the sort of money that's costing you extra every day you can't get out the grass.
So that could be almost €4,000 a week if it was to rain 7 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the cost that would be involved.
How many years in the last 10 has this happened to you now?
You probably get one every, maybe every 3 or 4 years. You know, but in the last 5, I just feel things have, we'll say, were extreme, more extreme as regards drought in the summer. And maybe you're going to get this extreme wetness. You know, and the back end of the year was very similar as well. There hasn't been a dry spell in the last 7 months.
So you're going from one extreme to the other of your grass getting burned off or your grass just being too wet to put either tractor or animal on it.
Absolutely, yeah. I know, look at it, sometimes it can turn around very quickly, but in the meantime, it is costing a lot of money and it's hard work.
All the projections from the meteorologists and the scientists are that we can look forward to more of that, more drought, more heavy downpours.
Well, I suppose I've sort of come to the realisation, I think, that at this stage, you know, climate change is happening and we have to maybe try and adapt to that. And I suppose it's changing the way we're thinking about a lot of things. And I suppose, you know, we're getting first-hand experience as regards, you know, weather events there in this operation. Anyway, I can see it. And I've seen it the last few years. It's just a bit different than what we were used to, you know.
Is this sustainable? Do you think that somebody will be growing barley or raping these fields in 30 years' time?
I don't know, but if they're not, what are we going to eat? I mean, you know, the barley I grow feed barley, and we all, you know, half the country goes down and has their chicken fillet roll at lunchtime or whatever, but what do the chickens eat? They eat cereals. So, I mean, everything has a knock-on effect. And if we think that we're, oh, no, it's okay, Ireland, we don't need to grow food. I mean, of course we need to grow food. We should be self-sufficient, actually. We shouldn't need all these hundreds of thousands of tons coming in from Canada or of grain. But we do.
Mervyn Heatley and Donal Kavanagh there, grappling with the new reality of what more chaotic weather might mean for what it is that they do.